This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 2973 for Wednesday, the 25th of December 2019. Today's show is entitled Introduction to Advent of Code. It is hosted by Daniel Person and is about 14 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is: Advent of Code is a challenge each year between 1 to 25 of December.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good morning, hackers, and welcome to another episode or podcast of the Hacker Public Radio. And it's Daniel speaking. And today I want to talk about Advent of Code. It's a thing that is going on now until the 25th of December. So it's a challenge that where you get one challenge each day, and this challenge is separated into two parts, so you actually get two challenges each day, but they are connected. So if you solve the first one, you might be able to solve the second one pretty easy out of the code you have written the first time. So I have done 9 of these puzzles now. The 10th is today, and it has already come out. In Swedish time, it comes out 6 o'clock, and I guess it's actually in the middle of the night in the US somewhere. I guess the East Coast is the middle of the night there. And these puzzles are wide-ranging in both their complexity and what you're actually solving when you are doing these puzzles. So during these 9 days, there have been a few different concepts that you needed to look into. First concept that we looked into was mass calculation. So you needed to calculate the mass of both the cargo that the elves needed to have in their spaceship and also the amount of fuel that they were required. So that was the first challenge. And the second part of that was to actually calculate how much the fuel weighed and take that into account as well into the mass calculation. So that was an interesting problem. It didn't take too much time to solve it, so I believe that one was very simple, and it's a good start puzzle if you just want to learn a new language. You can have this one as it's something that you could probably do on paper and could probably do in your head if you spent a lot of time on it, but if you write a little program, you will solve it quite easily. And I will talk about the different concepts. I will not talk about them in order, though. So one of the other concepts was password decryption. In this case, it was a number password or a number code that were from 0 to 9, and the elves had forgotten their password, but they remember some characteristics of the password. One thing was that there were two numbers that were the same in the password, at least two. And they also knew that the password had numbers that only increased in range, so it didn't decrease. And then you had to, in a specific range of numbers, figure out how many possible password were there. So you didn't weren't required to actually figure out the password, you just needed to figure out how many possibilities there were. Another puzzle that we looked into was image decryption. And in this case, there were a lot of different pixels in an image, and the image came in layers. So each layer had either a 0, a 1, or a 2. And the 0 pixel, I believe, was a black pixel. The 1 pixel was a white pixel. And then the 2 pixel was a transparent pixel. And what you were required to figure out was what was the final image and what word could you read in the final image if you changed all the transparent pixels in each layer down, so you just got the opaque pixels. And I think that was also a pretty simple puzzle. It's probably something you can solve in an hour or so, and a good puzzle if you want to do array calculations with some programming language. Another one was wire crossing. So this was, the elves had a bunch of wires, and they crossed somewhere, and they were in a grid, and crossing was not good, so you had to figure out how far were to the next crossing, so they could easily find that, and you needed to calculate that both in the distance if you follow the wire, or just in the nearest place as a Manhattan distance. And that was also a pretty simple one, so that you could probably solve also with just any language. And next one I will talk about is orbits. So in this case, you had a planetary system and you needed to figure out how to move around your planetary system in order to get to Santa and help him, because he was stranded somewhere. And in this case, you had some center of mass where all planets orbited around this center of mass, but each planet just orbited one other mass or one other planet. So you had to figure out from this center of mass how far or how many connections there were in the network. And you also had to figure out how many jumps you needed to do in the network in order to get from you to Santa. And this was something that could be solved in a lot of different ways. I solved it with a very simple object structure. And then I used strings to figure out how long distance there were actually between me and Santa. So that was an interesting interesting puzzle and an interesting way to go about it. And I think that my way probably was cheating a bit, but in this case, when you're actually doing puzzles just to figure out a simple solution, a quick and dirty solution, then I believe that all the cheating and all the ways you can do to get to the solution of the problem in an easy way is valid. So as long as you don't look up the solution online, I think every simple solution is a good one. And the last concept I want to talk about is the int computer. And this is something that has come up in one of the earlier problems or earlier days of the problem series. And we have used this computer for at least 4 different occasions. And this is something I think is very interesting, because we built a very simple arithmetic computer that could do plus and multiplications. And then we added conditionals, we added jumps, we added memory allocation, we added inputs and outputs, and we also added relative memory spaces with a specific base and different modes of reading. And I think this is a very interesting concept, and something that I think is good for you to build on if you want to learn computer science. I think there is a lot of things to learn about this very simple computer, and if you are able to write that in a specific language and figure that one out, you also learn a little bit about actually creating your own language. So I think that this is a very good puzzle to follow along and get into and actually understand how it works, because there is a lot of concepts that are relevant. So I really like these puzzles. Sadly, day 7, part 2, have me stumped so far. I haven't really figured out how to solve that. I do all these puzzles on my YouTube channel, so I solve each one during the evenings. So the puzzles comes out in the morning and I solve them in the evening. And I don't have that much time until I need to go to sleep. So I do my best and I spend a couple of hours on each of these. And I think this is really fun. It's some way that I can actually hone my skills and also try to learn things in the process. So if you like a challenge, if you like to learn a new language, or if you just like programming puzzles or puzzles in general, I think you should go to the site Advent of Code. It's totally free. You just go there, you find the puzzles, and then if you solve a puzzle, you can enter the solution online and you will get a gold star. And if you solve all of them, you will have 50 gold stars. There is a high score, but the high score is dependent on how fast you solve it. So by now, there is probably no way to get on the high score list, but I still think it's a good place to go, both to solve puzzles for this year, but they also have all the puzzles for earlier years. So this was what I wanted to talk today to you about today. I hope that you found this interesting, and I hope to see you in the next podcast.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.